The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Over the past few weeks, I've had a number of people tell me their kids have come down with hand, foot and mouth disease. But did you know adults can catch it too? Mike sure does, because he caught it from his kids. Mike, how are you feeling, buddy?
Good morning, Ben. Well, it's been a rollercoaster 48 hours, I can tell you. I like probably many adults, didn't think I'd be exposed or at very, very worst. I thought we were doing a very good job keeping our household relatively sanitised to prevent this kind of thing. But, gee, when it came on, it came on.
And now, I know your little son, Lockie, caught hand, foot and mouth disease. Like, any idea where he got it from, like a playground or something like that?
We can't pinpoint it, but that's where we presume. We obviously, school holidays, a lot of outdoors, and that's what you do, playground. Again, it came on very quickly, and he's actually had a very mild case of it, and he was grizzly for 24 hours and has really settled down again. And we thought, well, we got away with that. We've done well. We didn't realise 72 hours later it was going to get a lot bigger.
And so tell me what you've experienced.
Well, last week, so about 3 days before, I started noticing very bad back pain, neck pain, bad headaches. And there was a day there where I think I slept 20 out of 24 hours. I just felt shot. But I didn't put it down to anything other than maybe a big session at the gym. But did not think of anything other than just maybe run down. But it wasn't until Sunday where I woke up, and that was the thing that surprised me the most, is Saturday felt fine, felt great, and all of a sudden an explosion of marks on my body on Sunday. It was literally an overnight bang, and that's where it all started.
And I've seen a photo of your hand. It's almost like chickenpox. It is covered in little dots. And is it painful?
It certainly was. It to clench the fist, and I've also got it on my feet, and that's probably to put shoes on is incredibly painful to walk. And it's interesting. It looks like chickenpox, and I thought, and the tips of my fingers felt very tingly and a burning sensation on Sunday, and I almost put it down to it. Gee, it almost does. It look like meningococcal. You know, it's that real rapid bloating and spots all over the fingers. So yes, it certainly it came on quickly. And speaking to my doctor yesterday, said, "Gee, you've really got a good for an adult. You've got it pretty severe.
You've copped it, and it's in your mouth as well. Is that making it hard to eat and swallow at the moment?
Yeah, it is. It pretty much on a water diet. Swallowing is pretty difficult, and it's on the tongue, it's on the lips, it's corner of the mouth, and it's interesting because every little tingle you feel on your body, you think, oh, is that another one? But primarily it's the bottom of the feet and the hands and mouth, which is makes
sense.
The name of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just a funny name. And so what has your doctor been able to give you to treat it, if anything?
Well, and that's interesting. There isn't. They make it very clear to stay away from everyone and ride it out. I'm probably not at that pain threshold where a couple of headache tablets and Panadol is what I'm taking, but it's certainly that's it. You just got to ride it out and quarantine for 7 days or roundabout and all go away.
Yeah, wow, it's amazing. We dodged COVID, but it looks like there's another epidemic that's sweeping Perth at the moment.
Sure is.
Yeah, Mike, we wish you all your best in your recovery. Hope it's speedy. I hope you can get off that water diet and back onto solid food soon. All the best, mate.
All right, nice one, Ben. Take care.